Previously on Ask Me Another, famous Canadian Ophira Eisenberg was about to take her U.S. citizenship test.
This is the number one question on my study materials. What did the Declaration of Independence do?
Technically, nothing. This week, the exciting conclusion. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello, fellow American Jonathan Colton.
Oh, come on, really? It happened?
Went this morning.
Oh.
I went this morning and I was tested for my U.S. citizenship exam.
And you did it.
You know, you wait in line and all these things. And obviously, it's also COVID on top of that. So everyone's very distanced. There's still a lot of people there, but it's less people. But it is very much a government process kind of
thing. Take a ticket and wait in line over here and then wait in line over here.
I got a ticket. And then I got called in and it was this man, and seemed like he, you know, he had a personality. He was kind of chatty and nice, which is great.
That's good. That's good.
The best part, I think, of the whole thing was he says, "Are you employed?" And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "Well, what's your job?" And I said, "I host a public radio show." And he said, "Ask me another."
No, come on.
And
you got
then
a fan?
And I said, yes. And he said, yeah, I've seen you guys at the Bell House a bunch of times.
Oh, man.
And I said, now you're the quiz master. And he said, he goes, yeah, now I'm the quiz master. And then we went to the test, which is now computer generated. You know, so it's out of 100 questions, I'm going to be asked 10. And the first question was, what did the Declaration of Independence do?
Oh, which we were just talking about. The answer being nothing. Yeah.
And I said it declared that America was free from Great Britain. And he was like, yes. And then he goes, you know what? It is a trick question. Then he said exactly what you said, Jonathan, which I said, I named you. And I said, that's what Jonathan Colton said. He said, because the Declaration of Independence didn't actually do anything. It just declared and announced. I was like, that's what Jonathan Colton said.
Oh, man. I love this. I love that I made an appearance in your citizenship test.
That's right.
That's great.
So it was, it was like really nice. And then he was like, okay, you're going to come back Friday morning for your swear-in ceremony.
Oh, the swear-in ceremony. That's right. Yeah. So it's not official. It's not official until you are actually sworn in.
Right. Although when I did get my paperwork with the exact thing written down as to when my swear-in ceremony is, the woman handing it to me said, congratulations and welcome to America.
Oh,
I know.
So great.
Yeah, it feels like, something happened. It's done.
Well, now the hard work begins because now it's time for us to do our fully American.
That's right.
Radio program.
I know. And I know who's listening. So I really want to do a good job.
This is going to be the best show ever.
Today's special guest is world-renowned cellist Yo-Yo Ma. And this is one of my favorite interviews. He'll talk about playing cello at a COVID vaccination site, and we played a game about classical samples in pop songs. Plus, we have two chefs on the show, Sola El Whaley of the web series Ancient Recipes, and Stella Parks, author of the cookbook Brave Tart, and they'll improvise recipes based on random ingredients we found in our actual kitchens. And from Veep, actor Timothy Simons joins us to play a game with producer Theodore Bresman. So let's do it.